Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the Joe Messina Show. Pleasure to have you with me. 855-A-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And the way you do that is you get informed. It's the only way to do it. Right? Well, thank you for being with me. Always appreciate your time with me. Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell is make a way for us to make some money because, frankly, the social justice or injustice, I should call them, platforms are not allowing conservatives to make any money online. So, you know, this is one way to make it happen. I don't want you just to give me money. However, there is a donate button on the website. So if you don't want to buy any stuff, you just want to go ahead and help the show out, you hit the donate button on the site. Otherwise, go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. On the way out, promo code Joe, you'll get 30 to 70% off. And look, everybody needs pillows, sheets, pillowcases, doggy beds, all kinds of stuff available to you. All right. You know, Alfonso Rachel's going to join me in a little bit. We've got a lot to talk about with him, too. Always appreciate him being on with me every week. I mean, there is crazy stuff going on in the news, constantly going on in the news. And it truly makes me, well, it gives me a lot to talk about, right? So, I was watching the other day, I actually just had this conversation with somebody. I was watching some of the information coming down from the CDC, right? And their advisors, the advisors that they have that advise the CDC as to, you know, where we're at with the pandemic, the non-pandemic, whatever you, wherever you're at with all of this. Right? They told the CDC flat out, you do not need to mandate these shots for kids. Okay, they said it didn't need to happen. These are doctors and scientists. And somehow the CDC took that to mean they need to unanimously vote that kids need to be vaccinated against COVID-19. The maker has said of these vaccines that it doesn't keep you from getting COVID-19. I mean, there's so much I can go through here. And yet, again, not a word, right? I mean, not a word about why the CDC would do this when they were told not to, when they were asked not to, by their own advisory board. It's called money. It's all about the money, right? I mean, seriously. Now, what we're seeing because of all this masking, and you're hearing it from the World Health Organization, CDC, independent doctors and such. They're expecting that this year's flu season is going to be really bad, among other things. Why? Because the kids wore masks. Because people wore masks. because some of these germs that needed to get into your body so your body could figure out how to fight them were not allowed in. So your immune system is going to see these things and go, what the heck is that? It will know the difference between a germ and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And it's seeing a bit of a surge in respiratory illness among children. It's very rare to have this kind of spike. So the WHO on Tuesday, again, I don't believe everything they said, they warned that the reported invasive fungal infections increased significantly among hospitalized patients during the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, in a release alongside, recently released a list of priority fungal pathogens. The UN Health Agency said that the emerging evidence indicates that the incidence of these fungal diseases are expanding around the world. People are traveling more, taking this stuff with them, right? Now, it's in the report said that the drug-resistant infections are estimated to cause about 1.27 million deaths and contribute to nearly 5 million deaths annually. But ultimately what they're seeing is the spike in children having these respiratory infections. So, again, like I said, there was no testing, no real testing, no long-term testing, no real evidence as to where this stuff is taking you, what it's doing to you. Yet they're going to tell you it's great for you. It's exactly what you need. Right? Unreal. And yet they're doing everything they can to you. Which I, again, just talking about times when the government has flat out lied to us when they knew something was wrong. They knew something was wrong with what they were doing. They tested. You know, we've talked about this. They've tested it on drugs and situations on you before. Right? So you've got to make your own decision. You have to make your own informed decision. So get in. This is why I tell you on the show. Get informed, then get engaged. Don't decide you already know because you heard MSNBC, ABCDFG, or CNN, or any of those say it was the right thing to do. Not even Fox News or Newsmax. Do your own homework. Research, find trusted names, trusted doctors, trusted organizations, and see what they're saying about this stuff as well. Then make your decisions. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Joe joins me right after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Alright, hold on, we're going in. Yeah, my microphone's actually falling off.
God bless.
We are back. Go with your host. Always a pleasure. You're with me. 855. Real Joe. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution so that you're not part of the problem, as most of you tend to be at times, because you're not well-informed. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Let me bring him on, because I always appreciate the time that he's on with me. Alfonso Rachel joins me, as he does pretty much every week, help us get rolling here and figure out what we're doing, because a lot of times I don't have a clue. I need him to help shore things up. Yeah, I do. Don't. You know, I mean, seriously, you bring a whole different perspective to things. And
that's a good way to put it, man. I like it.
I was going to say something funny, but then I had a senior moment. I was like, what was I going to say again? No, okay. No,
that's what I
thought. I'm having technical difficulties tonight, and I'm like, every time I go to say something, the screen blinks. I'm going, okay, now what? Anyway, Alfonso and Rachel, you are, we lovingly refer to you as Zoe, host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, and soon to be back, soulfoodradio.net. Always appreciate your time with me, man. How are things there in your part of the world?
Oh, man, I've come out of the cave for a second to do your show. Other than that, I ain't even coming out.
There you go.
I'll come out to party with Joe and be in the know about some stuff. I'm trying to stay sane by staying in the book, you know, get my read on, man. So yep. The Lord help keep me sane. And the Lord's like, hey, you know what? You need to be working on some music too. So I've just been working on music.
Ooh,
and I'm staying tuned to like what's going on, man. But it's like I can't stay focused on them, and that stuff will like just I had to take a break.
No, you got it, because some of the stuff is actually it's comical. Some of these stories that I'm going to do with you tonight, right? President Biden, he's been accused of racism because of the comment that he made about people of color on airplanes. I don't know if you heard about this, right?
They got 7-Eleven on airplanes.
But, yeah. Some airlines, if you want 6 more inches between you and the seat in front, you have to pay more money. All right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But you know, you don't know it until you actually purchase the ticket. Now, listen to what he says. Look, folks, these are junk fees that are unfair. They hit marginalized Americans the hardest, especially low-income folks and people of color.
He did it again?
So apparently, for some reason, people of color, they need more room in their seats on the airplanes.
Yeah.
I wonder what that means.
Well, I don't know, you know, because, you know, we people of color, we love our sugar, man. You know, it's like, man, got to have that sugar. And just the poster kids for diabetes and stuff like that. But, no, man, he did it again. What was that? It's like there's poor folks and then there's white people. And it's like he associates poverty with people of color. It's like that's just the default statement. Like he did that with those kids. He goes, "Oh, these poor kids, they do just as good as the white kids."
and he gets away with it. He gets away with it. They don't, not a word by anybody. On the left, that is, right?
No, man. But see, the thing is, it's expected, man, because that's supposed to be the narrative. You know, we poor black folks. Now, the thing is, you can't be outside of the Democratic persuasion and say something like that, because then you're being insulting. But you got the black community that's allowed to do it to each other, and Democrats are allowed to do it to them. Man, the Black Panther is coming out, right? And there's a TikToker on there who's I guess her video went viral, and she's saying, white people, you are not allowed to come and see this movie. The only role that you can play in this movie is that you can come and you can stand outside the theater, and you can guard us while we're in the theater so we can watch the movie in peace, but you are not to let any other white people in. That is what you can do. It's like giving white people permission and giving them marching orders. And I'm like, no. What white people can do is that they can buy a ticket for a black person who can't afford it. And I'm like, do you realize how insulting to black folks that is? I can't afford to buy a ticket to buy a movie. I'm going to go find me a white person and go pay for my ticket. And I'm like, and you guys have the nerve to tell me that I'm the black guy who looks for white people to approve of him? You guys are looking for white people to go and approve to buy a ticket for you to go see a movie that you can most likely get for yourself. Wakanda!
they're so self-unaware. They say this stuff on a regular basis, and if you say anything at all, then you're the what? You're the racist.
You're the racist,
right? And I'm sorry. Did you hear what you just said? You just said that black folks don't have enough money to buy a movie ticket, and to your point, they need to hunt down somebody white. Again, white to save them, white to help them out, white, you know, it's like, do you hear what you're saying, for God's sakes?
Man, I don't think that they do. I don't know. You got to wonder. It's like, they keep saying it. They must like the way that it sounds, but I don't know. They don't see, they're not registering the lunacy in it. Just the whole counterproductive narrative that they have. They just don't get it.
So give me some of your thoughts on the thing with Elon Musk, Elon Muschini.
Oh, man.
Just made him Italian. So he he's taken over Twitter, And the first thing he does, and I'm sorry, I don't know if he's right, wrong, or indifferent, but I don't really care. I kind of have a little moment of, he fired the CEO, the CFO, the head of security, and just had them immediately walked out of the building. And I'm like, I hope somebody got footage of that, because I just think that, I just think that is just wonderful. But he's really jumping in and basically saying he's going to get rid of 75% of the employees. Now, I don't know if you saw the video where people were walking through. I don't know if it was a secret video or what, but they were walking through some of the offices where these people are working or supposed to be working, and they're empty. They're not even showing up for work. They're kind of working at home in a part-time way, getting full-time wages.
Man, okay, so with Elon Musk, it's one of those things where, even the Lord sent in Nebuchadnezzar, to deal with heathens. And, so it's like, in a way, I'm rooting for Elon Musk. Mainly, I'm rooting for his reception of the Lord. That's really what it's going to come down to. Right. It's like, when you have this person who's got, because at the end of the day, Elon Musk is still, he's like, I'll pay for my employees. I'll facilitate them to go have an abortion. It's like things like that. It's like, and when it comes to, the whole gender issue and things like that, I don't know where he sits on that, but it's not really clear. But it's like one of those things, like, you might want to be careful with that, because these are the same people who are trying to come and cancel you, So you got to realize who the devil's minions are, And when you have that kind of power and influence, it helps to be clear on some sort of thing. So, like I said, I'm rooting for him to, like, receive the peace and truth. But it's cool to see him, go Nebuchadnezzar on.
I agree with you. I mean, ultimately, you and I and others like us, ultimately want him to come to the knowledge of the Lord. But while he's on his way down the road, I'm good with him taking a few heads with him. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is commending Micron Technology for its plan to build a new computer chip fabrication plant in New York. Speaking in Syracuse, Biden saying it's one of the most significant investments the country has ever seen. Top officials in Texas are announcing money for a new elementary school in Uvalde. Governor Greg Abbott was among those to reveal $15 million will go toward building a new school. The money comes after a shooting at Robb Elementary School back in May left 19 students and two teachers dead. The Houston Astros will turn to their ace to start Game 1 of the World Series. The team announcing Justin Verlander will be on the mound in Friday night's matchup against the Philadelphia Phillies. Verlander will become the second pitcher to start a World Series game in three different decades, joining former Astro Roger Clemens. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Joe, 855-732-5563. Listen, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's really what's going on here. You need to be part of the solution. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Let me bring him on. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. You know, you can check him out, the Zopian Den, anti-fuddy-duddy Bible study, the Zoloft, and, okay, what's the Zoex? What do you call it? What's it called?
Zoex, that would like spell Zox, but isn't that in like Superman's like arch enemy Zod, kneel before Zod? No, it's Sledge X, man.
There you go, Sledge X.
Yeah, folks will check that out.
Not the We Are Family Sledge. We are.
They were pretty rocking in their day too. But no,
they were all pretty rocking in their day, as long as you didn't have to look at them.
Well, the sister sledge, they were easy on the eyes. let me see, but yeah, the Sledge X is a whole different bag, baby.
Yeah, do you know there was a university that just gave some $150,000 to a professor to investigate how the Latinx is being received by the Hispanic community. And why? And I'm going, look, you don't have to give me $750,000. I'll do it for $100,000. I'll have a report back to you in 24 to 48 hours. Mm. They don't like it. How's that?
Yeah, it's like, that whole thing is an insult to the letter X, man. The whole X brand it was an insult to it.
Yeah. No, seriously. So, you know, I thought a couple of quick things too. What I thought was interesting, I don't know if you saw the Fetterman. And Oz forum debate, whatever you want to call it. I don't even know. I don't even know what you want to call it. That poor guy didn't stand a chance. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, I meant to tune into it and at least catch the highlights. And I'm just like, okay, you know, Lord, I value my time. I am not going to let these people steal my time.
Well, you know.
I know it's part of the job, man. I know.
No. It's just interesting because you watch this poor guy, and again, people think we're just hitting on him because we don't like Democrats. No. Yeah, this is another Joey B. story. Here's a guy, can't string two sentences together. You can see on his face the pain of him trying to force the thoughts through and through his mouth. You know, they want him on the floor of the Senate. This guy's going to do a debate on the floor of the Senate. It's not going to happen. The poor man suffered a stroke, and a pretty good one at that. He's not going to be able to pull it off. And yet, when they went to the streets later on in the day, this is how great they are at brainwashing. They went to the streets later on in the day, and the majority of the people that were out there in the streets who were Democrats said, oh, you know what, I just always vote Democrat, and I really feel sorry for the guy, and I'm going, well, wait a minute. Nobody cares about that. Can he do the job? The answer's easy. No. You know? And this is exactly what Washington and the other ones warned us about when it came to party politics, isn't it?
Man, I tell you what. The thing is, because Democrats are so effective, man, at spreading slander and prejudice, it doesn't matter how inept or how crooked or anything a Democrat is. No matter what, they are not as evil as, and it doesn't even matter if they're incompetent. Even that is more acceptable than the evil that Democrats have made Republicans appear to be. That's just the bottom. That's what it comes down to. And how, whatever we stand for, it's just automatically racist and sexist no matter what, and any association with it. I think Susan Sarandon, I just, my wife just told me earlier, Susan Sarandon took some footage of, like, Oakland and all these, it's like, it's Shantytown, right? It's like, you know what I'm saying? And she took footage of that, and she didn't say nothing. And the responses to it are, say, look at capitalism in action. And I'm like, capitalism has nothing to do. Nothing to do.
No, that's 100% socialism. 100%.
Absolutely. Yeah, because we, and for one thing, for certain, we haven't had 100% capitalism in America since, I don't know when. Definitely not in our lifetime. We haven't had anything close to capitalism here. Capitalism has nothing to do with what these people are having. You know? So, but the bottom line is, Joe, we've been made out to be the villains, the just the most evil. So Fetterman, Uncle Festerman, you know, is able to, you know, to do what he's doing and get support because we're the evil ones somehow.
Yeah, when you look at, go back to the capitalism thing for a second, you look at what they're doing, and Governor Newsom has blamed it on this too. What they're saying basically is the reason these people are homeless is because they can't afford to live somewhere because, you know, the apartments, the rents are so high in San Francisco and Oakland that they can't afford to live there with their jobs, so they're living out of their cars. Look, if they have a job, they ain't living in no tent. Let's start off there, okay? And if they don't have jobs, you look at the amount of, just take California, look at the amount of companies that have moved out of California, gone to Texas, gone to wherever. Look at you homeless folks, get in, I don't care, get a skateboard, get whatever you got to get on, get out to Texas, get out to Oklahoma, get out to some of these places where these companies have gone and they're looking to put you to work.
I was going to say, hey, man, don't send the homeless issue.
No, but in all seriousness, I mean, and then the other thing is the whole thing with they're blaming it on Reagan, on the mental, you know, health of these people. And you go, look at it. Reagan
wasn't
is
his
dead.
Call.
He's
yeah.
dead. He's been gone for a long time. You guys have been in control for decades. You can't, you know, it's like blaming daddy for the way you are when you're 60. Get over yourself, right?
Well, you know, they have a little bit of a trouble, like, growing up and getting over their childish grudges. And see, that's another thing, man. That's a narrative that they've come to control. And Reagan didn't have anything to do with that, man. That was a Supreme Court decision. You know, it's like, take that up with the court. That way, Reagan wasn't on that tip, you know. So, I mean, you would get mad if Reagan exercised like some executive order or something like that to go against it. But no, y'all need to take that up with the Supreme Court.
Yeah, when you look at that, somebody just sent me this, and I think I've seen this story before, where the Latino voters are rejecting Democrats and far left idiots like in big numbers, and you know they're believing awakening is happening. I my problem with the American voter is their memory is temporary. Okay?
Yes.
And you know if the crap's hit the fan right now and the election is tomorrow, okay, you're gone, you're done. But in 2 years, they're going to forget who got them where they were at. And then when they come out of it, they're kind of fat, dumb, and happy, like with Trump. You know, they were in all this trouble economically and other ways. Now, you got Trump here. We're self-sufficient when it comes to, you know, our oil reserves. And we got great oil reserves. And everything's kind of cranking right along. You got a couple little hiccups going on here and there. Not like it is now. All of a sudden, Joe Biden gets in. And whose fault is all this stuff? It's still Trump's fault.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yep.
When Obama got in. All the good things that were happening was what? Because of Obama's policies. I mean, he was in there 3.5 days and he was taking credit for stuff.
Yep.
And then, But everything that was wrong, whose fault was it?
George Bush.
Yeah. Somehow the Republicans' fault, even though they really didn't have any power. And it's going to be the same thing. Like the Democrats right now, they train wreck the economy. And let's say Republicans go and have a big win in this one. And all the stuff that we're going to have to fix and all the residual economic woes that we have, Democrats will say, see, this is what happens when you get Republicans in power. It's like, you guys left us with this mess. You know, but you can't say that. You can't say, you know, we were left with a mess.
Yep. You know? No. So the article goes out talking about Latinos and how they totally reject gender ideology and all this other stuff that's coming up. You know, the sex ed teachings, those things, going right down the list. But you know what the left will say, because I've had these conversations with them, well, if the parents are teaching the right thing, we need to. And it's like, no, that's not your job. That child is not your child. And, you know, again, back to what I told you somebody I know is doing right now, which is somebody running for office, and they're pounding on Christians, really, or people of religion, by believing that it's a narrow road. People of religion are going to become, you know, phased out in a period of years. So why are you teaching kids about religion? You know, I would even venture to say, based on the comments that I see, that a person like that would figure that, you know, we might make it illegal to take your kids to church. I remember doing a couple of stories around that.
Ah, man. Well, you know, when you read the Bible and people want to try to accuse us of being narrow-minded, it's like, no, actually, you got to be pretty open-minded to believe the Bible. And and my mind is open to the Lord. And with that open mind, he lets you know that, yes, the gate is narrow. And what you can't just be thinking whatever. You can't have your mind, as the saying goes, you can't have your mind so open that your brains fall out. So, the Lord holds that together for you.
Yep.
You know, and you get to study in him. And, you know, these people are taking such a broad way, and they don't realize the running room that they're giving people to just do damage. They're basically giving people the wide open running room, the wide open road to run and gain speed with scissors. You know, let's just run with scissors. And it's like, you know, the Lord's like, you know, no, right here, baby. Stay in your lane. Stay in this narrow lane. Don't go off the tracks, you know, and we'll do just fine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they don't want, listen, it's just, it's funny how the left, you talk about fascism. Oh, there's that stupid music again. Anyway, we'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Zoe when we return.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
About Shade Italian, that's like, hold on a second, let me bring him on. Alfonso Racel joins me, as he does every week, and we call out the absurd. We have a lot of fun with the absurd. Now, you know, if you're a straight guy and you're in a movie and you play a gay guy, what? The left goes out of their mind, right? What is it? Some kind of sexual appropriation or something. I don't know what they call it. And the same thing if you're playing a transgender but you're not, they get all crazy on you, right? And here you go, you got Cher, who's a quote-unquote Native American, and she's playing an Italian, I call foul. That's ethnic appropriation, don't you think?
I think so, man, and thanks a lot, because now I'm going to have her songs in my life. Half-breed!
Oh, half-breed, oh my God, I forgot all about that. Whoa. You couldn't even sell that one today, could you?
Oh, man, right.
Can you see the record producer going, Cher, no, half-breed's not going to work for us. We'll have to come up with something a little different, you know, kind of thing. Maybe.
And now she's talking. Now what was her heritage? She's I guess
Native American.
Native American.
Mostly Native American. Something else, I don't know. Heinz 57 on the other half. I have no idea. But really, it you look at this stuff. Mm. And again, you and I talk about this all the time. It's how asinine what they're talking about is.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, back to the story we were talking about before we went to break, which was, you know, the Latino voters, they're rejecting all these terms. But it's kind of like what I said to you earlier. They are smarter than you. And they, being on the left, whether they're black, white, brown, female, male, whatever, they're always smarter than you. So here you have the Latinos coming up and go, look, first of all, we don't want Latinx. Take that and stick it in storage somewhere or something like that, right? And no, we're not interested in this pronoun stuff. I got a little boy or I got a little girl. End of discussion. Stop teaching my kids how to have sex with either each other, you know, or anything else. I send them here to learn English, reading, math, science, history. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
And what do? They look, go, I'm sorry you're so upset, but look, I have been in education for 25 years, and I know what's best for your child. Let us do what we know how to do, and you just go home, and if it was Jill, she'd be saying, you just go home and make some more tacos for lunch, okay? So, I mean, am I wrong here or what?
Right?
Is that how they treat us?
And, you know, the thing is, man, this we should have known, and we did know. We knew this was going to fly. We knew that this was going to fly in the Latino community because, one, it is as far as...
they're macho. You know, they're machismo.
They're macho. Exactly. The macho and the machismo. And also with Mexicans, you know, or you know, just the Spanish-speaking folks on this side of the pond, man, they pride their women. You know, it's basically the aesthetics of their women, right? They're big on their machismo. Basically, with our Spanish speaking people on this side of the aisle, they want a man to be a man, a macho man, and they want their women to be women, right? And they're very proud, you know, of their women. They pride themselves in the beauty of their women. So it's like this whole thing about trying to make, you know, do away with the pronouns and make it ambiguous and all that with the Latinx is like, dude, that ain't gonna work.
You know, I get the biggest kick out of this stuff. I listen to what they're saying. I watch with those Democrats. I shouldn't say all Democrats, sorry, real far left Democrats especially. I watch this stuff, and I do get the biggest kick out of it because my attitude is, do you even listen to those people that, you know, you're making fun of? Right? They're not doing it. There's no way they're doing it. So, and they're not sensitive to... the different ethnicities. Now, AOC, she actually, I had the story up and I lost it, but, you know, she basically said that she's going to, you ready for this one? She is going to educate the Latino community. Shouldn't she be educated first? I mean, before you educate somebody else? I'm just asking. I don't even know where to go with that. I mean, right?
And the right kind, as you continually stress, man, it's like get informed, the right information, have some discernment,
yeah.
You know,
some
pack your brain with anything.
These people.
Yeah,
whatever. You know, it doesn't matter because it doesn't matter what we say. They're not gonna agree with us because it is about whether people want to hear it or not. It's about control. And when you have educated, think about this: you have educated people, and I've had parents call me. Because it's something somebody said to them in the school. And, you know, well, they're educated. They've been doing this a long time. The woman told me she's been at it for 35 years. I go, yeah, but that doesn't mean that your son or daughter has to be subjected to that. If you don't want your son or daughter subjected to that, you shouldn't have to. And
absolutely.
Don't let them just get away with it.
Yeah. But, you know, that I guess the thing is that if you send them to a public school, and, you know, taxes are being made to facilitate these things. And, I mean, because these people, they want their money's worth, too. And if they're paying into the school system, they're like, hey, well, you know, I think it's okay to teach my kids this. I want my kid to be woke. So there's going to be these competitive narratives. And that's just what you're going to get with public school.
Well, there was, let's see, one lady said, oh, she got up to the podium. She said, look, there are children. They belong to us. They don't belong to the government. Now they're following her as a domestic terrorist now, I'm sure.
Okay, I was like, where to, I wasn't quite sure where she was going with that, but she's not on the It Takes a Village tip.
So, no, thank God. Well, that, you know what? Let's hit on that for a minute, because I'm not totally against the fact when they say it takes a village. I'm against the way they say it takes a village. Yeah. But, you know, I grew up in the streets of Boston, and frankly, I'll tell you what, we did have, you know, it did take a village. We had everybody in the street. We knew each other. People knew your mom, your dad. If you were doing something really stupid on the other side of town, they're like, really? Should I call your mom and let her see what you're doing or let her know what you're doing? It's like, oh, don't do that. But you know what I mean, right?
Oh, totally, man. It's, man, there's a word for it, too, man. And there's the kind of village that these leftists are talking about. And it totally fits their narrative. And there's a word for it. And it seems like it's a common word, too. But it describes, it's a kind of village that it has no church houses. There's no church building and there's no borders to the village. And that's basically what the Democrats want. They want this borderless, godless village. And there's like a word for it. And, but yeah, if we understand that this village is, a community of God fearing people.
There you go.
And we hold each other accountable and things like that. And we celebrate our liberty in the Lord. Oh, heck yeah, man. I'm the village people, baby. You know?
Wait a minute.
The real YMCA.
Do we need some intervention here? What's going on? Is something I need to know? Where's your wife when I need her?
The irony, though, right? The irony. YMCA. You got these heathens, man, singing this song. YMCA, Young Men's Christian Organization. That's, hey, folks, remember that's what the YMCA actually was.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, in that sense, I'm YMCA all day.
Yeah, it's really funny you should say that. And well, people won't look up the origin of these things because you know what happens, and then their narrative goes away, right?
Yeah.
They're no longer able to push what they want to push.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another, you know, instance where why did they give in? Why did they allow that to happen? The people running the YMCA.
Right. I guess maybe for the same reason that the entertainment industry, man, standards and practices. You know, they just felt like, hey, you know, we don't need to be involved, you know, with what the entertainment industry is doing. It's like, man, that was a big mistake, man, to give up that ground. Big mistake, man. They just let Kanan just go ahead and take over. God said, man, you need to get in there and take Kanan.
Yeah.
You know, but there you go.
No, it drives me nuts because we allow them to do this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So Tim Scott, he slammed the MSNBC hosts for saying that minority Republicans aren't the voices of color. Think about that. So the reason behind it was, they were pounding on conservative blacks.
Mm-hmm.
And that conservative blacks do not speak for the black community. And I'm going, wow, that's pretty cool. So only, apparently, just, I don't know if you were aware of this, I'm going to help you out here. Apparently, only liberal blacks who believe in, you know, reparations, who believe in all this stuff, they're the only ones that speak for the black community. I'm not black, maybe you can help me out with this.
Well, I don't know, man. I am black, and they don't speak for me. So I think they didn't get the memo. And they're kind of half right, man. It's like, no, as conservatives who are black, no, we're not the voice of black people. We're the voice of anybody who understands that our freedom is God-given, and we have the right, you know, to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, you know, and that our, you know, that this is a constitutional republic that acknowledges these things. And if you're there, then you're my brother, you're my sister, and all that doesn't, and that's not contingent on a person's, you know, national persuasion. You know, so no, we speak for anybody who's on that frequency. And yeah.
No, I this stuff creeps in. You know that as well as I do. You know, we're up against it, but this stuff creeps in, and it's what really kills us. So, hey, tell people where to find you and get your music, man.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. You can catch the Zoloft, the Zopium Den. Hope you guys can catch us on the Zopium Den on Tuesday nights at 7 Central. So.
There you go. Right there. I say set your DVR, but I don't know anybody who has a DVR. Set your Outlook or something, your calendar. Joe Messina, your host, a lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.